BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The woman who was once seen as the most likely successor to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said she won't stand for the role. Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer also plans to step down as the head of the main governing party, the CDU. It's been facing severe criticism after some of its local politicians in the eastern state of Thuringia voted alongside the far-right AfD party to oust a left-wing regional government. Our correspondent in Berlin, Jenny Hill, says the withdrawal by Mrs. Merkel's chosen successor has dashed the Chancellor's hopes of a smooth handover of power.
Expect a really interesting few months in German politics as the vultures circle and candidates step forward to try and put themselves up for that top job. And look forward too to a really interesting general election. The CDU party will be damaged by this. There are question marks over how many of its politicians are getting a bit too close to the far-right party, AfD. And at the same time, if you look at the polls, the Green Party at national level is creeping up behind the CDU. It is possible that come next year's election, Germany could see a Green Chancellor.
The South Korean film Parasite has been named Best Picture at the Oscars, the first non-English language movie to take the top prize in the Academy Awards' 92-year history. It bagged several other major awards, including Best Director for Bong Joon-ho. Several TV channels in South Korea interrupted their programmes to report on the win. These people in the capital, Seoul, were thrilled.
This kind of thing is a huge national celebration. I want to thank director Bong Joon-ho and all the actors and actresses. This is wonderful.
There are so many other famous films from other countries, maybe from Europe or elsewhere. I feel proud as a South Korean, knowing a South Korean film won Best Picture.
Australia's biggest city, Sydney, has recorded its highest amount of rainfall in three decades. Many wildfires in New South Wales have now been extinguished, and officials say the months-long bushfire crisis is likely to be over within days. But the deluge, coupled with gale-force winds, has also caused widespread flooding and damage. The top government lawyer in the Philippines has moved to revoke the licence of the country's biggest broadcaster in what critics say is a new attack on media freedom. The Philippine Solicitor General, Jose Calida, accused ABS-CBN of violating foreign ownership laws and petitioned the country's Supreme Court to cancel his franchise. The broadcaster has yet to respond. Police in southern India have arrested six people, including three Africans, in connection with the illegal online trade of human kidneys. They said the suspects in the city of Bengaluru have been using the names of prominent hospitals to lure possible donors for kidney transplants. BBC News.